This is St. Louis Public Radio. More than a dozen children in St. Louis have been violently killed this year, several by bullets not intended for them. The damage creates ripples that force schools to take on the role of crisis response. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports on how school changes when a classmate is killed.
At a vigil in front of Herzog Elementary School in the North Point neighborhood, kids sit quietly on steps up to the school. Teachers stand nearby. The names being read aloud are not the attendants for those who are present. It's the names of kids who will never show up for school again.
Xavier Usanga, 7. Jason Eberhardt, Jr., 16. Journey Thompson, 8.
Xavier Usanga caught in crossfire behind his house, enjoying the final hours of summer vacation. Jason Eberhardt Jr. gunned down in a parking lot. Journey Thompson killed by a bullet after attending a high school football game. Journey was just 2 weeks into her third grade year at Herzog Elementary. As the vigil ended outside the school, mourners released balloons above where her name is spelled out in candles. Two days later, the candles and teddy bears still lay in a corner of the parking lot. Kids run and climb through the playground nearby. Inside, third grade teacher Mary Wright hasn't been able to touch the things inside Journey's desk yet.
It's been a rough week.
Wright and her students have grieved together and escaped to safe spaces alone when memories become too much. Journey's classmates made cards with messages for her. The kids speak so bluntly about trauma and loss. Teachers have had to be strong and stable while also losing someone considered family.
So it's really hard for me. I look for her every morning, but I miss her because she kept our class going.
Principal Oluyemisi Folarin says kids see fighting and violence in their community on a regular basis. She worries the fighting she sees among students now will turn into violence when they're grown.
We have 7 and 8-year-olds that are doing that now. What would those children do when they're 16? What's going to happen to them when they're 16 or 15?
Teachers work with kids on conflict resolution, but Folarin says they're frustrated.
There's no answers. How do we fix it? We're at the elementary level. How do we fix it for our children so they don't have that? That's not a result for them, that's not an option.
But for now, Folarin says, despite the loss of Journey, her kids give her and teachers hugs. That makes her optimistic. Hospital records show a child in the St. Louis area is shot at least once every 4 days. For many kids in St. Louis, losing family members, neighbors, and classmates is almost routine. Stephanie Moore is a social worker for St. Louis Public Schools and a crisis team lead for the schools on the city's north side. She was at Clay Elementary on the first day of school, where 7-year-old Xavier was supposed to start the second grade.
It's beyond unfortunate. And the kids, you see them hurting, but it has become so normal. They don't even know how to process it anymore. It's like, okay, that happened, and just keep moving forward. It's almost like sweeping it underneath the rug. And it's like at some point we have got to address all of these lumps underneath the rug.
Through a sort of conditional numbness to violence in their neighborhoods and youthful resilience, Herzog teacher Wright says laughter and learning is slowly returning to her classroom.
It will get back to normal because they're kids and they're resilient and they bounce back. But it's something that will always be on their heart.
Wright says her class will try to love on each other a little more. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.